Which is a pretty significant amount of money. There's no question about that.
And nothing changes for you by going through this process. See, the employment insurance program is not an opt-in, opt-out system. So some people think, and they're sitting out there saying, oh, no, I'm paying for it, I'm eligible for it. It doesn't work that way. How it works is you're either eligible or you're not eligible, but you don't get to decide. Paying premiums, however, has nothing to do with it. You can pay premiums for the rest of your life and still not be eligible to collect those benefits. It's just like paying too much income tax. They won't tell you about it. You can pay it forever, and unless you file for a refund and go through the rigorous process with them of proving to them that you've overpaid this money and that they don't make it very easy for you to get it back, then once we can convince them and determination that you are not eligible to collect these benefits, then we go and claim for our overpayment, and then they give it back. And if we can do that prior to December the 31st, if you had two children and, say, a spouse working for your company, you could be looking at in excess of $26,000 back as a refund. And this is just of money that you've overpaid. Okay.
Yeah. It's money that has come off of their paychecks, your paycheck, and has come out of that company that you own.
And the only reason that I'd be able to get that back for you in the first place is because you're not eligible for benefits anyways. And I'm not doing anything that is strange or abnormal. What I'm doing is I'm fixing a system that's sick. It needs help. Over time, it's developed this way. Nobody's doing this on purpose to you. It's just, unfortunately, the way this huge nationwide safety security net system has evolved.
It's...